Abram Lustgarten is a senior reporter for ProPublica whose latest article is called "Gimme a Break, IRS Tax Loophole Can Reward Excessive Water Use in Drought-Stricken West." Can you explain for listeners who don't know about ProPublica what your publication means when it says journalism in the public interest? How does it work?
Yeah, sure. Well, ProPublica is focused pretty much exclusively on investigative reporting, so reporting that's accountability focused, and we're a nonprofit and not affected by or interested in revenues from advertising, and so it gives us a whole lot of freedom to pursue topics of our choosing and that we think are newsworthy and justify a little bit of scrutiny.
And then you distribute these stories across a lot of platforms.
We do. We're more or less like a news agency, so we work in partnership with news outlets that you've heard of, New York Times, National Public Radio, The Atlantic Magazine, The New Yorker, 60 Minutes, PBS Frontline, and so forth, pretty much in all mediums across a broad region.
So this article is part of a series called Killing the Colorado, The Truth Behind the Water Crisis in the West. You lived in Carbondale many years back, in fact. What are some of the other aspects highlighted in ProPublica over the course of this series?
So this was about a 3-year project. It culminated in 5 significant stories, and those looked at different facets of water management in the Colorado River Basin. And we looked at that basin because it supplies water to 40 million Americans. And we looked at water rights laws in the state of Colorado, a provision called Use or Lose It that encourages farmers to use more water than they might otherwise use, federal crop subsidies for water-hogging crops like cotton and rice. Took a look at the nexus between power and climate pollution and water management in the West, in particular at coal-fired power plant in Arizona that exists largely to move Colorado River water up over 3,000 feet elevation gain into the central part of the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And also took a look at groundwater management and some conflicts in groundwater management laws across California and Arizona and other places in the Colorado River Basin that are turning to groundwater as Colorado River water is essentially drying up.
Yeah. When you first contacted the IRS to look into this news story, they didn't even believe you, but you've now revealed that Americans in 8 states can get a tax break for using excessive amounts of water. Talk about how it works.
Yeah, this is kind of funny. You know, I found out about this tax break, and it was very obscure, so obscure that when I called the IRS's Washington office and they went and did a little bit of digging, they came back to me and told me I was mistaken, that they didn't think what I was calling about exists. But in fact, it does. It's a result of a court case argued in Texas in the early 1960s, and it essentially treats water like oil. That part of Texas relies on Ogallala water for intense irrigation of a very productive farm area, and that part of Texas is also accustomed to the kind of depletion allowances that the IRS has long allowed for oil production. So those are basically tax breaks that encourage companies to go and invest in oil pumping and pump more oil and sort of be an economic spur. So this court case argued that water should be treated the same way, and they won, and the IRS essentially created a rule that said that in the Ogallala Aquifer, because of specific conditions there, they would allow a tax deduction to be claimed as farmers pumped more groundwater out of the Ogallala Aquifer.
So who has been getting this tax deduction?
So basically, farmers who own land overlying the Ogallala Aquifer are eligible for it. And we did not yet survey every water district in that massive area, which covers parts of 8 states. But I did look at one prominent water district in the panhandle of Texas. And I looked there because they are one of the parties that argued for the original loophole to be created. That water district there, the High Plains Underground Water Conservancy District, told me that 2,900 and change of its local residents had filed papers last year requesting the kind of data that they would need to make this tax claim. So that's just in one local district. Nearly 3,000 Texas farmers were preparing to file claims on the groundwater they'd used. And it's significant. There are parts of that district where groundwater levels dropped 5 feet in just 2015 alone, and much more than that over the last decade.
Abram Lustgarten is a senior reporter for ProPublica. What does this mean for water conservation? What's happening to the Ogallala Aquifer at this point?
Well, the Ogallala Aquifer is one of the most overused aquifers in the United States. That's been well understood for decades. It's so overused that for different parts of the aquifer, people are forecasting its complete drying up, and some agricultural areas overlying the aquifer are trying to transition already into relying on different sources of water. So it is very much an endangered source of water. It's very difficult to say that something like this tax break is responsible for the drawing down of that water. Surely it's just a small part, but what it is one more example, and I've looked at many in the course of my reporting, of small incentives that the federal government or state governments do to tip the scales towards water use in places where they say that they're fostering conservation or have a goal of encouraging conservation.
I wish we had more time with you, Abram. It's exciting that you've delivered this scoop. What's being done about this so far?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, not much is being done about it at all. You know, Congress would need to implement any kind of legal changes. The IRS would then act on them. That agency doesn't make the laws. They just implement them. You know, Congress, especially when it comes to environmental issues and Western water management, is at a bit of a stalemate. No one's really expecting that this issue would rise to a level of priority to actually see much forward motion in the current political climate.
ProPublica senior reporter Abram Lustgarten's latest article is called "Give Me a Break, IRS Tax Loophole Can Reward Excessive Water Use in Drought-Stricken West." We'll link to it at kdnk.org. Thanks so much for speaking with me, Abram.
Thank you for having me.